This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And with the Farm Show, here's WSMI's Angela Besh. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Terry. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $5.45 and a quarter, up 9. December corn, $5.10 and three quarters, up 7 and a quarter. March corn, $5.23, up 7 and a quarter. August soybeans were $14.75 and a quarter, up 21 and a half. September soybeans, $13.35 and a half, up 21. November soybeans, $12.86 and a quarter, up 22 and a half. September wheat was $6.69 and a half, no change. December wheat, $6.82 and a half, up a quarter. March wheat, $6.94 and a half, up a quarter. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Tuesday afternoon, with soybean futures ending sharply higher. Technical buying at the Board of Trade supported both corn and soybean prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 12 to 13 cents higher at 665 to 686. Soybean bids were up 23 to 26 cents at 1534 to 1558. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 7 to 9 cents stronger at 665 to 687. Soybeans advanced 8 to 13 cents at 1564 to 1588. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 12 to 14 cents at 679 to 695. Soybeans mostly 6 to 14 cents higher at 1555 to 1615. And the wheat bids steady to a nickel higher at 649 to 660. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were mostly 21 cents higher at 1575 to 1595. Basis ended steady to 20 cents lower, range from 100 to 120 over the August. iPro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $5.56.80 to $5.64.80, which was up $15.30 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 9 cents at $6.90 to $7.13, with basis ending steady, a range from $1.45 to $1.68 over September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at $6.70 to $6.87. Basis down 8 to 12 cents at 125 to 142 over September. Soybeans ended 19 to 22 cents higher at 1568 to 1570, with basis ending mixed, range from 93 to 95 over the August. And wheat prices on Tuesday ended steady to a penny better at 655 to 664, with basis also steady to a penny higher, range from 14 under to 5 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 9 cents higher at 680 to 702. These same elevators also raise their soybean prices 22 cents with quotations at 1558 to 1585. Soft red winter wheat steady at 683 to 684, and Milo gained 9 cents at $6.99 to $7 even. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $4.74 to $4.96. Soybeans range from $12.48 to $12.61. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.80 up to $4.98. New crop soybean bids at $12.58 to $12.76. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $4.86 up to $5.03, with new crop soybean bids range from $12.60 up to $12.81. That completes our grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $122.12, down 32 cents. October live cattle, $126.40, down 27 cents. December live cattle, $128.70, down 12 cents. August feeder cattle were $152.55, down 10 cents. September feeder cattle, $155.27, up 12 cents. November feeder cattle, $158.10, up 2 cents. August lean hogs were $96.30, up 75 cents. October lean hogs, $85.35, up 65 cents. And December lean hogs, $82.50, up 80 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.08 lower, in a range of $93 to $102, with a weighted average carcass price of $93.87. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $62 to $65. 4 to 5 weights traded at $64 to $68. 5 to 550 from $67 to $70. And over 550 pounds at $68 to $72. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded steady to weak, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $65 to $70. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 10,654 head. For the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, with the opening report for July 16th, receipts totaled 349. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded 50 cents to a dollar lower, and slaughter Holstein steers traded a dollar higher. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 118 to 122, with choice slaughter Holstein steers trading from 110.50 to 115, and choice slaughter heifers trading from 118 to 121. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $122. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 436 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $100.39, which was 68 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $190.60, which was 4 cents lower, with select carcasses at $184.35, which was 41 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter, under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 126,000, compared to 121,000 for last week and 129,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 399,000, compared to 400,000 for last week and 399,000 for 1 year ago. Moving on to the Arthur Sale Barn Weekly Hay Report for July 15th, receipts totaled 1,557 bales. Alfalfa premium quality small squares traded from $6.85 to $8. Fair quality small squares range from $3 to $4.50. Alfalfa orchard grass good quality small squares traded from $4.75 to $5. Alfalfa mixed grass good quality small squares sold at $10. Fair quality small squares traded from $3 to $4.25. And mixed grass good quality squares range from $4.25 to $5, with fair quality small squares ranging from $1 to $2, and large rounds 5x5 from $40 to $45. Large squares traded at $26. Wheat straw premium quality range from $1.50 to $2, with good quality small squares selling at $1. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now time for your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.85. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.74. July corn delivered to Scottville, $6.84. August corn delivered to Scottville, $6.74. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $15.58. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.77. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.49. Those prices again are: corn at Greenfield is $6.85, corn at Scottville is $6.84, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.58, and wheat at Scottville is $6.49. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Did you ever see a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 17th. Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For almost 100 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Our products offer the widest array of flexibility and can be tailored specifically to your operation. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Delivered by professionals who know agriculture, it's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financing needs.
Part one of the Farm Show has been presented by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Radar weather presented by M&M Service Company.
Hi, this is Mark Bauman, Agronomy Manager at M&M Service Company. Please mark your calendars for our upcoming Solutions at Work Field Day, Wednesday, July 24th. The field day will be held at our Litchfield location with registration starting at 8:30. We will demonstrate the latest technologies in seed, crop protection, and plant nutrition. Industry professionals and our own crop specialists will be on site to help provide solutions for some of today's best opportunities in production agriculture. Our featured speaker will be Daryl Good, University of Illinois Marketing Specialist. I hope to see you there on Wednesday, July 24th.
Well, the furnace blast continues for three more days, 93 today, 90 tomorrow, 95 on Friday, and the muggy weather will accompany those days. And then Friday night, we run into about a 50-50 chance for some showers and thunderstorms area-wide, a low of 73. That chance of rain kind of lingers into the early part of Saturday. Sunday should be dry, kind of a pop-up shower, thunderstorm possible again on Sunday, dry on Monday. By midweek next week, they're talking about some showers and thunderstorms again. And the temperatures should cool down. Once we get to Saturday, highs should top out between 85 and 90 instead of being in the 90 to 95 degree range. 93 today, 73 tonight, 90 tomorrow, 71 at the Weather Center. This update brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of need.
You know about Consolidated Communications' great internet and phone service, but in case you didn't know, our digital TV service is just as amazing. You'll get all your favorite TV and music channels, the freedom to move your TV anywhere with our wireless connection, all for just $36.95 a month for 1 year when bundled. You'll even get free installation. Visit consolidated.com for details. Service is not available in all areas and may vary by location. Promotional rate available when TV is bundled with internet. Taxes, fees, surcharges, and any items not in the bundle are extra. Other conditions apply.
Time now for part two of the Farm Show, brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Quality Engine Machine Shop in Litchfield, and by Ride Automotive, Route 127 and 185 in Hillsboro. Once again, Angela Besh.
Thank you, Terry. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain market and what effect the USDA crop ratings have had.
Well, basically, we have a market that was stacked pretty heavily on the short side as far as the speculatives. The speculative hedge funds had built record short or sold corn positions and near record short Chicago wheat positions coming into this week on bearish notions that large supplies were just going to continue to weigh prices down. And then we get into the first of the week and we find that the crops were deteriorating rather than continuing to improve, with crop ratings for corn, soybeans, and spring wheat all turning lower over the past week, according to USDA ratings. And so they've been rushing to exit those short or sold positions now, giving us a nice lift or turnaround Tuesday.
Although we will not be short on yields this year, Suderman expressed some skepticism that it will be a record-setting year, counting on weather in many different regions to weigh heavily on the crop yields.
Well, the expectations have been that we would see a record harvest this year, and that's one reason the specs had built such a short supply. And I know definitely across Indiana, the corn and soybean ratings are the best of the major production states. So crops are looking real good in Indiana. On the other hand, the deterioration in the crops that we've seen this year have primarily been in the western Midwest and in the Delta, where heat and dryness has finally caught up to a crop that was planted in less than desirable conditions, wet, tight soils, and in Ohio, ironically, where excessive moisture is starting to take a toll on the crop. So both extremes on opposite sides for different reasons, we're seeing that deterioration with some pretty good crops in the middle. Now, when you put it all together, crop ratings for the national crop as a whole are still above average and very near level seen in 2009 when we saw record yields. However, the problems being particularly in northwestern areas of the Midwest are particularly concerning because the growing season is shorter there. The days get shorter quicker there, and that is an area where we're seeing a little bit more, a few more problems with herbicide carryover, et cetera. So the question is, how well can the high-producing crops in areas like Indiana offset the losses in areas like Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri, and parts of the Dakotas? So that's the question to be had. Certainly not looking at a short crop like we've had the last 3 years, but we may not be looking at the big surplus that was projected, especially for soybeans where the margin for error is very narrow.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thank you for tuning in.